I don't know if I want to go.
Okay. And if you're talking about somebody, a friend of yours who's very sick and he probably won't get any better, you might say, well, it just seems he'll never pull through.
Yeah, it seems like he ain't going to ever make it. Yeah.
If you were asked to go somewhere without your wife, you might say, well, I'm sorry, but I just won't go.
I just won't go without, if she don't go, you know, if she can't go.
Okay. Or I won't go if she goes.
I won't go unless she goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say if you'd been doing some work and somebody had just been standing around looking at you.
Yeah.
You might say, well, why'd you just sit around helping me?
Instead of helping me, yeah.
Okay. In church, you say the preacher preached a fine
sermon.
Okay. And,
what you go to preaching.
Go to preaching.
Mm-hmm, you know, hey, what y'all so dressed up for? Well, we're going to preaching, you know.
Do you ever hear people call a sermon a message?
Yeah, but a sermon and a message is different. A message is what you get in a Methodist church. I'm not knocking your Emory University or nothing, but, you know. But you'd get a hellfire and brimstone sermon if you went to the Holy Rollies or, you know, Independent Baptist or something. But you get a message in them, you know. Because, you know, the Methodists, they usually tell a story and relate it to something that's totally irrelevant. And sprinkle a few and go home, you know. Pass around the grape juice. Yeah, right. I'm kidding. I'm just being asinine. But anyway, you know, a message I consider, you know, light, you know.
Yeah.
Now, a sermon, you know, is delivered, you know.
Yeah.
What's
the being that's supposed to be the enemy and opposite of God?
The devil? Yeah. The booger man?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same as the devil?
Yeah, the booger man. You know, when you're little, you know, the booger man will get you. You know, that's a... I don't know, I guess you can cope with that better when you're a kid than you could Satan, you know, the devil, you know.
What about these things of... People claim they might see them around graveyards, scared of them.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
Spooks?
Yeah.
Haints?
Right.
Yeah.
What if they get in the house? You say the house is...
Painted or haunted. Haunted house.
Okay. Say if it's in the wintertime, you might say, well, better put a sweater on. It's getting chilly.
Kinda. Mm-hmm. Sorta.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or if somebody asks you to go somewhere, you might say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not go. Rather.
If you ran into a friend of yours you hadn't seen in years, what might you say to him?
Golly, boy, I ain't seen you in a long time. Is that what you mean? Where you been?
Sure.
Yeah.
You ever hear people around here say anything like, well, I sure am mighty proud to see you again?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Proud to see you. Nice to meet you. It kind of goes the same way.
Okay.
Glad y'all got to see me. That's, you know, typical joke, you know, when you're leaving. Well, I'm glad y'all got to see me, you know, especially if they don't come to the door to tell you bye, you know.
Say, if a man owns 1,000 acres of land, you're talking about the quantity, you say, oh, so-and-so sure owns a
lot of land.
Yeah. People around here, would they say, so-and-so, he got a right smart of land?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure would.
Use it like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, right smart, you know, how often you go to town? Well, right smart, you know, it means a good deal, frequently a big quantity, you know, often.
Okay.
Picks his nose right smart, you know.
Okay. Say if you were walking around downtown and you saw somebody that you knew, you just met him on the sidewalk, what would you say to him, greeting them?
Hey, how you doing, you know?
Would you ever say anything like that to somebody you had never seen before?
Yeah, sure.
What would you say?
Probably the same thing. Hello, how are you, you know?
Okay. How would you greet somebody around December 25th?
Merry Christmas, you know.
Anything else you say on Christmas Day?
Happy holidays. You know, it depends. It's just Merry Christmas, mostly.
You ever say Christmas gift?
Nah.
Maybe
not unless I'm giving somebody that. Yeah, you know. Yeah, I've heard people say it. I think, well, you're dumb, you know. Christmas gift? Happy Yule, you know.
Okay. Around January the 1st.
Yeah, Happy New Year, you know. Okay. You know, they could take, you know, don't you burn a Yule log at Christmas and you dye eggs in Easter? You think you'd put them together, you could dye a log, you know. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? I did that once in going into a song, you know, Dialogue by Chicago, you know. We can make it happen, we can make it, you know.
One of those guys in Chicago that blew his brains out.
No, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, wasn't it?
Yeah,
was it Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who it was. Was he with Chicago or Blood, Sweat, and Tears? Yeah, I can't remember, yeah. They got a new song now, you know, Take Me Back to Chicago. Yeah, I guess it was written in his honor because it's, you know, tired of all of this, tired of all of it, take me back to Chicago and lay me down, you know. It ain't really good.
What about something that you might say in way of appreciation? I sure am much.
Much obliged.
Right.
I had an aunt once that said, much of britches, you know, just, you know, being joking, you know. Appreciate it, you know.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
They make fun of Roy Clark and Lynn Campbell and John Denver when they get on Johnny Carson, you know. Much obliged. I appreciate it.
Okay. What about the...